Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching over the internet. We give 1/10 of our income for the works outside of the church. So I'm going to pray for 97,200 yen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us spiritually, and thank you also for financially. We are going to give you as a token of thanksgiving 1/10 of our income. Please consecrate and use it for the advancement of your kingdom. We believe that we are under your control, and our property is also under your control. Please use this money, and please give us blessings and grace. Thank you for your love and grace and blessings. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone, again. From the day after tomorrow, we are going to have Hakuba camp. As I look at as I'm assigning the works of the camp to Pastor Maeda, there are many persons whose name is Maeda. So it's a cause of a confusion. The application doesn't come until very late. I prayed. I felt that the strong power of God is upon the camp. And there's a special blessing of God. And we have more than 500 applicants. And those who go and those who don't go, equally, we are blessed very much. The members of the Cambodia church are coming with us. And I strongly feel that as the assistant pastor Maeda was saying, they are praying. They are praying that they would be able to come to Cambodia. The Hakuba camp. And it's a great prayer, I thought. And that prayer was answered. I'm surprised by the swiftness of the work of God. There is a prophecy saying that songs, gospel songs, will be made in Cambodia. And we had a seminar. God told me to have a seminar in the Cambodian church. And we asked Terumi to lead a seminar for making songs. They made a song. It's a wonderful song, a simple song. It's a very good song, so it's... And it turned out to be the very best song of the year. That they are going to be used in some day, but it came immediately. Many works, many things are happening toward the end time, and I think the day is drawing near. Those who go and those who don't go, please remember that there is a will of God, a special will of God, and the plan of God, and all this. We have a video of a family and children. The brothers and sisters. Cambodian orphanage is named Cornerstone. It's Cornerstone. As a cornerstone of Christ, they are. As they grow up, we are in taking care of them. God is going to fulfill His own plan. And through the name, we feel that. And we are coming into the stage where it will be fulfilled. Some may come to Japan. We have a Hakuba camp, short movie of the Hakuba camp, so let's take a look.
神様の働きは神様が祝福してください。エンジンセミナー担当の旅で前田です。セミナーはどんな方でも参加できます。仲間たちと共に楽しく演奏をしていきましょう。今AIOTを私たちの身近なものになっています。最近の技術動向まで優しく説明していきます。共に学んでいきましょう。
始まった時思いっきりワクワクされるかもしれません。何度私ってこんな中から記録ましょう。それが本当の証拠です。絶対いいですから。
私たち一人一人はですね、神様の最も強い愛を通して愛される。神が私たちを愛している時に愛ったら応答が来る。愛されて応答してきて一つがね、感謝のことを人々に伝えてっていう。出血した跡がないって。出血痕がないって。全くそのそういった病気があったっていうことがまるでなくなってた。
だから全体として、ちゃんと残ってるんですね。信じることは語っていることですよ。語る言葉は皆さんを祝福します。と同時、周りの人々を同じように祝福し、周りの人々に神の御業を成し遂げていきます。小学校中学校高校と学校に行けずに家に引きこもっていましたが、神様に大学に行けるようにまた解放されるように祈ったら、大学に行って今は元気に働いています。
と救われなかった祖母が白馬キャンプに来て救われました。
危険区域の中にはあったにもかかわらず濁流に飲まれることなく完全に神様がお家もまた全ての関係する、この周りも守ってくださいました。
神様それを思ってた、今そのことになっちゃうんでしょうね。
だから歩んでリバイバルの畑の中で持ち出して
神様が働いてくださって、そして多くの方々に触れ、そして多くの方々が解放され癒しがなされ、そして救いが起きてくる。
過去も益になってくる、新しい出発の力を受ける。そして皆さんがね、今白馬キャンプに来ておられますね。で白馬キャンプで神様は、ね、何をしようとしてるか、
there's a special hand of God working on it. A prophecy, through prophecy, God said in TLEA. Second generation Christians are being, going to be used by God. And I wondered if such a thing would happen or not. In the Japanese Christian churches, second generation is not growing up. But we saw the second generations growing up. And present worship and IT and the like. And I think it's the Hakuba camp is a foundation of their growth. And one thing I feel is that in the settlement into the Canaanite land, all the first generation people of God, they died out, and all the second generations were used by God, and they went into the Canaanite land. The camp is a foundation. So let's expect a great thing would happen, and expect God that He's going to do a great work. Obeying to the voice of the Lord is the center of our faith. Those who obey God, God is going to give the special blessings and grace. But there are three points of blessing. One thing is that we know the will of God. Secondly, we see the plan of God toward us. God is preparing a very best plan for each one of us, and we can experience that. And the third, that we are blessed. We are blessed. It's a blessing, that very best blessings that God gives us. I've been Christian for more than 50 years. And I feel obeying to the voice of the Lord is the center of our faith, Christian life. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us. Give us blessings and grace. Somebody here cannot believe. There is a disbelief. There is something he's taking a hold of, grip. And when you release that, you will be disbelief will go away. The Lord told me something, told you something, but he's thinking that I won't be able to do that. But it's correct. It's not correct. When you obey God, God's work is going to be given, and you are going to see the work of the Lord. After some times of failure, he cannot take a step of faith. And the failure, the cause of the failure was that he didn't do the confirmation very well. I'm going to pray for the sick. Let's have some time of repentance together. Please pray for your own healing. Please touch each one of us and heal our mind and body. In the name of Jesus, we command you to go away. Disease, you go away out of our bodies and mind. Be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Somebody has a faint, but he's said that there is somebody who has a problem in the heart. It's been healed. I proclaim health in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please stand up. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forever and ever. Amen.